He used his sensors to track the lead TIE fighter from which the message had come. He targeted with his defensive lasers and let loose a volley that scraped across the ship's flat solar panel. The TIE ship broke apart in a flower of white and orange flame. The other fighters retaliated from all sides. Kip targeted with his own defensive lasers, selecting five victims. He managed to strike three. Using the extreme mobility of the Sun Crusher, he accelerated upward just as the surviving TIE fighters sent return fire through the expanding explosions of his first round of victims. Kip laughed out loud as two of the fighters hit each other in the crossfire. The wall of anger rose and strengthened in him, increasing his reservoir of power. He had already given more warning than the Corridans deserved. Kip had stated his ultimatum, and Fergan had sent out attack ships. "That's the last mistake you'll ever make," he said. The TIE fighters continued to fire, missing more often than not. Laser bolts banged off his armor, causing no damage. The pilots did not seem to know how to target and shoot properly. They had probably spent all their time practicing in simulation chambers without ever fighting an actual space battle. Kip relied instead on the Force. He shot back, obliterating another ship, but decided that further fighting was not worth his time. He had a bigger target. Two fast TIE interceptors streaked after him as he pulled out of planetary orbit and set a course for the star at the heart of the system. The only damage they could possibly do to the Sun Crusher would be to take out its tiny laser turret. Dalla's forces had once succeeded in disabling the Sun Crusher's external weaponry, but New Republic engineers had repaired it. Another breached TIE fighter spurted flash-frozen atmosphere as it exploded. Kip darted through the debris straight toward the sun. The surviving Imperials charged after him, still firing. He paid them no heed. Over and over in his mind, he rolled images of Zeth, imagining his brother frozen and hopeless in a training exercise for an army he had never wanted to join. The only way for Kip to cauterize that memory was to purge the entire planet with fire, a fire only the Sun Crusher could unleash. He activated the firing systems for his resonance torpedoes. The high-energy projectile would be pumped out in an oval-shaped plasma discharge from the toroidal generator at the bottom of the Sun Crusher. Last time, Kip had fired the torpedoes into super-giant stars in a nebula. Corridus' sun was an unremarkable yellow sun, but even so, the Sun Crusher could ignite a chain reaction within the core. As Kip swooped in toward the blazing ball of yellow fire, flickering prominences reached out of the star's chromosphere. Boiling convection cells lifted hot knots of gas to the surface, where they cooled and sank back into the churning depths. Dark sunspots stood out like blemishes. He sighted on one of the black spots as if it were a bullseye. Kip primed the resonance torpedo and spared a moment to glance back. His TIE pursuers had split off, unwilling to come so close to the glaring sun. Fail-safe warning systems flashed in front of Kip, but he disregarded them. When the control system winked green, he depressed the firing buttons and shot a sizzling green-blue ellipsoid deep into Coretta's sun. Its targeting mechanisms would find the core and set up an irrevocable instability. Kip leaned back in the comfortable pilot's seat with a sigh of relief and determination. He had passed the point of no return. He should have felt elated, knowing it was only a matter of time before the military academy was finally extinguished. But that knowledge could not wash away the grief he felt for the loss of his brother. Alarms screamed through the citadel of the military training center. Stormtroopers ran along flagstoned halls, taking emergency positions at strategic points as they had been drilled, but they didn't quite know what to do. Ambassador Fergan's face held a comical expression of shock. His bulging eyes looked as if they might pop out of their sockets. His lips scraped together as he fought for words. But how could all of our TIE fighters miss?
They didn't miss, sir, Comm Officer Doran said. The Sun Crusher seems to have impenetrable armor, better than any shielding we've ever encountered.
Kip Doran has reached our sun. Although our readings are scrambled from coronal discharges, it appears that he has launched some sort of high-energy projectile.
The Comm Officer swallowed.
I think we know what that means, sir.
If the danger is real, Fergan said.
Sir,
Doran wrestled with rising agitation.
We have to assume it's real. The New Republic was pointedly uneasy about being in possession of such a weapon. The stars in the Cauldron Nebula did explode.
Kip Duran's voice broke over the intercoms.
Corridus, I warned you, but you chose to trick me instead. Now accept what you've brought upon yourselves.
According to my calculations, it'll take 2 hours before the core of your sun reaches a critical configuration. He paused for a beat. You have that amount of time to evacuate your planet. Fergan slammed his fist down on the table.
Sir, Doran said, what are we going to do? Should I organize an evacuation?
Fergan leaned over to flick a switch, toggling to the hangar bay in the lower staging area of the Citadel.
Colonel Ardak, muster your forces immediately. Get them aboard the dreadnought Vendetta. We will launch our Anoth assault team within the hour, and I will accompany them.
Yes, sir, the reply came.
Fergan turned to his comm officer.
Are you certain that boy's brother is dead? Nothing we can use for leverage?
Doran blinked.
I don't know, sir. You told me to delay him, so I made up a story and sent a fake file. Do you want me to check?
Of course I want you to check, Fergan bellowed. If we can use the brother as a hostage, perhaps we can force that boy to neutralize the effects of this sun crusher weapon.
I'll get on it immediately, sir, Doran said, and hammered his fingertips on the data pad.
6 of Fergan's training commanders, summoned by the wailing alarms, marched into the control center and saluted briskly. Standing shorter than his commanders, Fergan clasped his hands behind his back, pushing his chest out as he addressed them.
Take an inventory of all functional ships on Corita. Everything. We need to download the data cores from our computers and take as many personnel as possible. I doubt we'll be able to evacuate them all. Therefore, choices will be made on the basis of rank.
Are we just going to abandon Corita without a fight? One of the generals said.
Fergan screamed at him. The sun is going to blow up, General. How do you propose to fight that?
Evacuation on the basis of rank?
Doran said in a small voice, looking up from his panel.
But I'm only a lieutenant, sir.
Fergan scowled down at the man hunched over his control panels.
Then that gives you all the more incentive to find that kid's brother and force him to rescind that torpedo.
Through half-polarized viewports, Kip watched the surviving TIE fighters pull away and swoop back toward Corita. He smiled with satisfaction. It would be good to watch the Coritans panic scramble as they tried to grab everything of value on an entire planet. Over the next 20 minutes, he watched streams of ships launch away from the main training citadel. Small fighters, large personnel transports, Star Worker space barges, and one deadly-looking dreadnought battleship. Kip was annoyed at himself for allowing the Imperials to haul so much weaponry away. He was sure it would eventually be used against the New Republic. But at the moment, Kip took his pleasure from eradicating the solar system.
You can't escape, he whispered. A few might get away, but you can't all escape.
He glanced at his chronometer. Now that instabilities had begun pulsing out of the star, he could get a more accurate determination of how long it would take for the sun to explode. The Coritans had 27 minutes before the first shockwave struck. The flow of ships had petered out, and only a few scrap-heap vessels struggled out of the gravity well. Corita did not appear to be well supplied with vessels. Most of their prime equipment must already have been commandeered by Grand Admiral Thrawn or some other Imperial warlord. The holopanel flickered, and the image of the comm officer appeared.
Pilot of the Suncrusher, this is Lieutenant Doran calling Kip Duran. This is an emergency, an urgent message.
Kip could well imagine that anyone still on Corita might have an urgent message. He took his time answering just to make the comm officer squirm.
Yes? What is it?
Kip Duran, we have located your brother Zeth.
Kip felt as if someone had thrust a lightsaber through his heart.
What? You said he was dead.
We checked thoroughly and found him in our files after all. He is stationed here in the Citadel, and he has not managed to find transport off Corita. I've summoned him to my comm station. He'll be here in a moment.
How can that be? Kip demanded. You said he died in training. I have the files you sent me.
Falsified information, Lieutenant Doran said bluntly.
Kip squeezed his eyes shut as hot tears sprang to fill his vision. Sudden overwhelming joy at knowing Zeth was still alive. Anger at having committed the most fundamental mistake of all. Believing what the Imperials told him. He snapped a glance at the chronometer.
21 minutes until the explosion.
Kip wrenched at the Sun Crusher's controls and shot back toward the planet like a laser blast. He doubted he had enough time to rescue his brother, but he had to try. He stared at the time display ticking away. His vision burned, and he felt a jolt go through him every time a number ticked down. It took 5 minutes to get back to Corita. He orbited around the massive planet in a tight arc, crossing over the line from night into day. He set course for the small cluster of fortresses and buildings that made up the Imperial Training Center. Lieutenant Doran appeared again in the small holographic field, dragging a white-armored stormtrooper into view.
Kip Doran, please respond.
I'm here, Kip said. I'm coming to get you. The comm officer turned to the stormtrooper.
2112, remove your helmet. Hesitantly, as if he had not done so in a long time, the stormtrooper tugged off his helmet. He stood blinking in the unfiltered light as if he rarely looked at the world through his own eyes. Kip saw a heart-rending image that reminded him of the face he saw when he looked in a reflection plate.
State your name, Doran said. The stormtrooper blinked in confusion. Kip wondered if he was drugged.
2112, he said.
Not your service number, your name. The young man paused for a long time, as if pawing through rusty, unused memories, until he came out with a word that sounded more like a question than an answer.
Zeth? Zeth Durand.
Kip didn't need to hear him speak his name, though. He remembered the tanned, wiry boy who swam in the lakes of Dyer, who could catch fish with a small hand net.
Zeth, he whispered, I'm coming.
The comm officer waved his hand. You can't make it in time, he said. You must stop the Sun Crusher torpedo. Reverse the chain reaction. That's our only hope.
I can't stop it, Kip answered. Nothing can stop it.
Doran screamed. If you don't, we're all going to die.
Then you're going to die, Kip said. You all deserve it, except for Zeth. I'm going to come for him.
He plowed like thunder through the high atmosphere of Corita. Heated air purled off the sides of the superweapon as a shock front pushed a shield in front of him. Sonic booms rippled behind him. The planet's surface approached with gut-wrenching speed. Kip soared over a cracked, blasted wasteland with craggy red rocks and fractured canyons. Out in the flat desert, he saw geometric shapes, tracks of precise roads laid down by the Imperial Corps of Engineers. The Sun Crusher shot like a meteor over a cluster of bunkers and metallic huts. Isolated stormtroopers marched about in drills, unaware that their sun was about to explode. On the chronometer, 7 minutes remained. Kip called up a targeting screen and found the primary citadel. The air tugged at his ship, buffeting him with heavy winds, but Kip did not care. Flames from the ignited atmosphere flickered off the quantum armor.
Give me your specific location, Kip said.
The comm officer had begun sobbing.
I know you're in the main citadel building, Kip cried. Where exactly?
In the upper levels of the southernmost turret, Zeth answered precisely, responding in a military manner, slipping back into stormtrooper training. Kip saw the jagged spires of the military academy rising from a cluttered plateau. Kip's scanners projected an enlarged image of the citadel, pinpointing the turret Zeth had mentioned.
5 minutes remained. Zeth, get ready. I'm coming in.
To rescue us both, Doran said.
Kip felt a twinge inside. He wanted to leave the comm officer who had lied to him, who had made him despair and forced him into the decision to destroy Corita. He wanted to let the lieutenant die in a burst of incinerating solar flame. But that man could help him for now.
Get yourselves into an open area. I'm going to be there in less than a minute. You can't get up on the roof in time, so I'm going to blast it off.
Doran nodded. Zeth finally overcame his own confusion and said,
Kip? My brother? Kip, is that you?
The Sun Crusher streaked over the jagged minarets and pinnacles of the Coridan Citadel. A mammoth wall surrounded the entire fortress. Out in the courtyard, hundreds of low-ranking refugees scrambled about in tiny flyers aiming up into the skies. Though with no hyperdrive capability, they could never outrun the fury of the supernova. Kip decelerated abruptly until he hovered over the fortress. Suddenly, the Sun Crusher lurched from side to side as automatic perimeter lasers targeted him and fired.
Shut down your defenses, he screamed at the comm officer.
He wasted time targeting and firing at the perimeter lasers. Two of the weapon emplacements blew up in roiling smoke, but the third, a blaster cannon, scored a direct hit against the Sun Crusher. The superweapon spun end over end, out of control, until it smashed into one of the tall turret walls. Kip managed to get control again and raise the vehicle up. No time to vent his anger, no time to do anything but get to the tower. Kip watched the chronometer click down from 4 minutes to 3.
Take shelter, he said. I'm going to blast open the roof.
He targeted with one of his weapons and fired, but he received an error message. The laser turret had been damaged by his collision with the tower. Kip swore and spun the ship around so he could target with a different laser. After a short controlled burst, the roof of the tower melted inward. Chunks of thin rock and metal reinforcement girders sprayed into the air. Kip flicked on his tractor beam to yank the debris away before it could collapse into the lower floor. He brought the sun crusher over the smoking crater that had been the rooftop. He pointed his scanners down and saw two people scramble out from under the desks where they had taken shelter. 2 minutes. Kip hovered over them. If he lowered his ship, they could reach the ladder to the hatch where they could climb into the shielded sun crusher. He already had an escape route programmed in. As Kip dropped toward them, Lieutenant Doran stood up and battered Zeth on the back of the skull with a broken plasteel shard. Zeth fell to his knees, shaking his head and pulling out his blaster in reflex. The comm officer ran to the sun crusher's ladder, but Kip, furious at seeing what Doran had done, raised the ship out of the man's reach. Scrambling, waving his arms, the comm officer jumped up to reach the rungs of the ladder, but he missed and slapped his hands across the hull instead. The quantum armor was still smoking hot from Kip's fiery plunge through the atmosphere. Doran screamed as it burned his hands. Falling back to the ground, Doran turned just in time to see Zeth point the blaster at him. With precise stormtrooper training, Zeth targeted and fired. The comm officer flew backward, his chest a black hole. He collapsed among the debris. 1 minute. Kip maneuvered the sun crusher back into position, lowered the ladder. But Zeth collapsed to his knees. Blood streamed down the back of his head, streaking the white stormtrooper armor. Zeth could not move. He had been too badly injured by the comm officer. Thinking rapidly, Kip locked onto his brother's limp form with the tractor beam, yanking him up off the floor and drawing him toward the sun crusher. This would be it. Kip left the controls and scrambled to the hatch. He would have to open the hatch, climb down the ladder, and haul his brother up inside. He reached for the locking mechanism that would open the sun crusher. And then Kirita's sun exploded. The shockwave roared through the atmosphere, bringing instant incinerating fire. The entire citadel turned into a storm of flames. The sun crusher tumbled end over end, and Kip flew against the far wall of the cockpit, his face plastered against one of the external view screens. He saw the faint after image of Zeth's body disintegrating into a fading silhouette as the stellar energy ripped across Kirita. Kip hauled himself into the pilot seat. In shock, he used his Jedi instincts to punch the sublight engine. The first wave from the supernova had been the prompt radiation.